I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Bloomington Symphony Orchestra presents To Infinity and Beyond. It's their annual kids' concert. Takes place at College Mall on Saturday, December 10th. Concert at 3 o'clock. Chance to meet the instruments at 2. Our guests are the conductor Charles Latshaw and the education director Emmeline Helge. Both are students at Indiana University, Charles in the conducting program, Emmeline working on her master's degree in arts administration, and she's been so successful they're actually hiring her to do some of the teaching. Emmeline, let's talk just a little bit about how To Infinity and Beyond plus the Meet the Instruments fits in with the educational objectives of the BSO.
Well, the Bloomington Symphony really wants to bring music to the community and to members of the community of all ages. And this concert in particular is really nice because it's in the College Mall, as you mentioned, so it's more of an informal setting. And passersby can stop by and listen, and people can come and go. And then the Meet the Instruments is a separate component of this concert where children can actually come up to the orchestra and meet the musicians and try the instruments hands-on, which is a great experience for them.
It seems some of the instruments would be pretty large for kids.
That's true. Well, some of the larger instruments, they can just do a portion of it, like maybe just pressing the keys or drawing the bow across the strings of a string bass, for example. But with the smaller instruments, they can actually get right there and do the whole thing.
And I've never seen a kid, no matter how small, who's intimidated at the prospect of banging on a bass drum or a timpani.
Charles, what have you got for a program?
It's all music about outer space, and so there are obvious choices. Gustav Holst's Planets, which now is a complete piece because Pluto is no longer a planet, and Pluto hadn't been discovered at the time that Holst wrote the piece. There are other obvious pieces, Star Wars, Star Trek. And then we've got one piece that's titled Rosin Eating Zombies from Outer Space. It's one of my very favorite pieces in the whole wide world because of the extraordinary way that it teaches how you make strange sounds. Those sounds like the screeching that you hear in Psycho and other old 1950s scary movie sounds are all produced by the orchestra in this one piece, Rosin Eating Zombies from Outer Space.
Wow. Now, Emmeline, you'd be familiar with the threat to rosin as a violinist and a violist. As you've been watching the development of this particular piece, which sound do you think the kids are going to like the best?
Oh, my goodness. Really, kind of the sounds that Charles was mentioning, mm-hmm. the really high-pitched, kind of screechy sounds, are things that you don't normally hear when you hear an orchestra play. Normally, they're trying their best to avoid those sounds.
Yeah. Now, that's a high screech. What kind of a nasty noise do you get out of a double bass?
you get a noise that it's a little bit breathier and less defined. It just goes, it's just kind of barfy sound from a double bass. And that's caused by bowing on the wrong side of the bridge, the very short part of the string in between the bridge and the end piece of the instrument.
We've been talking with Charles Latshaw and Emmeline Helge from the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, To Infinity and Beyond, their annual kids' concert, College Mall, Saturday, December 10th. Concert at 3, Meet the Instruments at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.